The White House this week announced additional steps to combat the growing epidemic of prescription drug abuse and heroin addiction. WHYY's Alana Gordon reports that part of that effort has several dozen medical schools, including some in Philadelphia, promising to revamp classes on prescribing opioids.
About 60 med schools from around the country told the White House that starting next semester, students must get some form of education on chronic pain and prescribing drugs in order to graduate. Rowan School of Osteopathic Medicine was on the list. Dr. Richard German directs the school's Neuromusculoskeletal Institute.
So when this came out and the dean called me and he said, well, this is what we're doing, it allowed me then to really power my curriculum even more to say, hey, we're now all agreeing that I'm as important as cardiology is, right? So this curriculum is that important. And it's going to be that way in the country. So it's really a big deal.
German says there wasn't much in the way of any of this when he first started. But for the last 10 years, the school's had a mandated pain course. In the fall, they'll be doubling the amount of time students spend in their clinical rotation for pain management. The White House pledge includes incorporating new federal guidelines that urge doctors, especially those in primary care, to be more cautious when prescribing potentially addictive narcotics. The two Philly schools that have signed on are Penn and the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Tanaz Razuli, with the Association of American Medical Colleges, says pledge or not, just about all schools are addressing opioids in some way.
The vast majority of schools include content on substance abuse in one or more required classes in both preclinical coursework and through clinical rotation.
But she says the approaches vary. I'm Alana Gordon, WHYY News.